For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News politics editor Corey Valancourt. President Trump is now former President Trump, but security concerns lingered during the inauguration of his successor, Joe Biden, after Trump helped incite a violent insurrection earlier this month. In Washington, locals, tourists, and yes, reporters dealt with the fallout of the insurrection on Inauguration Day. The violence surrounding the January 6 insurrection in the nation's capital left an indelible impression on the nation and the world. But during the inauguration of Joe Biden, safety concerns were still being felt by the visitors who came, the journalists who covered, and the city that hosted the event. Here's D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser at a Tuesday press conference.
Remember that if you see something unusual, say something. And I'm glad that you've been doing that over the last several days, and our agencies have been following up on every last concern. The eyes of the world are on D.C. right now, and we're going to continue to show everyone why Washington, D.C. is the greatest city in the world.
As Biden was taking the oath of office at the Capitol, which had been stormed by pro-Trump insurrectionists just 2 weeks ago, a small crowd of peaceful demonstrators gathered outside the perimeter fencing, waving flags and signs under the watchful eye of National Guardsmen. Jack Burns traveled from Hoboken, New Jersey, to attend.
You know, I came because I wanted to show that we're not afraid, that Trump's mob is not going to scare us off. And light wins out over dark.
Burns said when he saw what happened on January 6th, he was nauseated and cried tears of anger. But as he stood just blocks from the Capitol Dome on January 20th, he had a very different feeling.
Yeah, I feel very safe. I feel like it's pretty much been shut down. I don't think they're going to have any presence here at all. I think that it's a tremendous show of force that they stayed home. I don't think they're going to come out.
As Burns noted, there were few Trump supporters out and about during the inauguration, and many Biden supporters took his advice and stayed home to watch it on television. In fact, walking the deserted D.C. streets, there were more journalists than anything else, some from as far away as Japan and Denmark. What many of the journalists have in common is they bought personal protective gear from Mark Richards, co-owner of an Alexandria, Virginia military surplus store called Full Metal Jacket.
I would say our media business is through the ceiling. Normally, it's like selling umbrellas. If it ain't raining, they ain't buying umbrellas. So if there's not a threat picture, they ain't buying. They ain't buying body armor. So in the last, I'd say, 2 weeks, it's been up hundreds of percent in media sales.
Former President Trump's continual disparagement of journalists made many reporters feel unsafe over the last 4 years, and those heading to the Capitol to report on his departure weren't taking any chances, buying up all sorts of gear.
It's body armor, both soft handgun protective and the level 3-4 ballistic plates to protect against rifle fire, ballistic helmets, and big item is gas mask. We stock actually a good mask. It's perfect for journalists. It's a full face, easy to see, and it's not terribly expensive, and it's real dummy proof, and they love them, and that's why I stock them, and we keep them in stock year round.
As the peaceful transition of power took place, the words of D.C. Mayor Bowser the previous day seemed to sum up the optimism over what things might look like under President Biden.
We have been through a lot together in this country, and while we've had some dark days over the past year, we've also witnessed how resilient we are as a people. Americans still deserve to celebrate the incoming administration as well as the enduring spirit of our democracy.
After the inauguration, President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden did just that, taking part in several events, including a visit to Arlington National Cemetery and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier with former Presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. From Washington, I'm Smoky Mountain News politics editor Corey Valancourt, BPR News.